After the process with the Egla Arufa, Ziknei Oisa Ha'ir. Again, the Zikanim of that city, the local Bezin. Rechzen es Yedeyan B'mayim. They wash their hands with water. Bimkoim Arifa Shel Egla. At the place where they chopped off the head of the calf. The Omrim, and they say, Yedeinu Loi Shavchu Es Adam Hazeh. Our hands have not spilled this blood. Ve'eneinu Loi Ro. And our eyes did not see. What did we think? That the Zakenim did this? Also, did it even enter our mind? Did it come up in our dash? Ziknei Bezdin, that the chash of a yidden of the Bezdin, the Ziknei Bezdin, the elders of the Bezdin, Shoifchei Damim, what do we think? They're murderers? They spill blood? Why do they have to say this? El rather, what they mean to say is, Shelebali Yadenu, he, the murdered person, did not come to us. Upatrinu B'lai Mazin. And it didn't happen that we sent him off with no food. Neither did we see him. Meaning to say, we did not see him leave the town alone. Without anyone accompanying him. I don't understand something. This is till where the Zakenim say their statement. Now we're going to hear what the Kehanim say. This person was killed. He didn't die of hunger. So why are they saying this? Well, we didn't send him away without food. We're not talking about someone that says, you know, when I left, and no one even walked me a little bit. Even if they walked with him, they weren't mechuyev to walk with him all the way. So at one point, he would have been alone. Why are they saying this? Why would have things been different, as if somehow he would have not been killed had he had food or had they accompanied him? So Rashi says, you can look at the Taisus Yom Tov here, had he had food, he would have been okay, but of course he didn't have any food. He was desperate. He tried to attack someone for food, and that person defended himself and killed him. It could be that's what happened. What about that they didn't let him walk out alone, and if he would have walked out with some people? A lot of times when robbers see that a person doesn't have any friends, they say, ooh, he's an easy target. If they would have seen him walk out with a bunch of people, they would think, he must be an important person. He has friends. They're going to take revenge if we do anything to him. My father's Chan Avracha told me a vart that he heard from the Alta fin Nevardik, the Mechaber of the Sefer Madrega Sa'odam. If you make a person feel good, and that person walks with a shtol, so you feel good about yourself. It could be they wouldn't have attacked him. Or he would have had the courage to defend himself, even if they did attack him. But when a person is Sebracha, no friends, no one gave him any food, and he's wandering from town to town, thieves, robbers, they see, he looks very vulnerable. So Mamela, this is the achrayis. Bezin has to make sure that when a guest comes to town, he's fed properly, and that they walk with him properly. So this Bezin says, no, we did it. We did everything right. It didn't happen that he came to town, and we let him go without food. We didn't see him and let him go without anyone accompanying him. At this point, the Kehanim take over. The Kehanim say, Kapeli Amcha Yisrael, Asher Pedisa Hashem, give a kapara for Klal Yisrael, that you have redeemed Hashem. Val Titein Damnoki Bekerav Amcha Yisrael, and do not place the punishment for this innocent blood. Bekerav Amcha Yisrael, in the midst of your people Yisrael, even though the Zakenim already said it wasn't their fault. But Lemaisa, there's a din, explains the Maharal, that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelaz, that we're all responsible for each other. We need a kapara. Does such a thing happen? Now, if you look in the Pasuk Vayter, it says, V'nikaper lohem hadam. But that's not what they said, the Mishnah explains. Lo yitzrichem loim, they didn't have to say the next part of the Pasuk, that v'nikaper lohem hadam, that the blood shall be a kapara for them. El ruach ha-koydish mevesardam. Rather, these are the words of ruach ha-koydish, letting them know. Amos, I should tasu kach, if you're going to do this with the Egla Rufa, Hadam is chapa lahem, then the Aveira of spilling the victim's blood will be a kapara for them. See, the Kehanim, they can ask for kapara, but only Hashem could be Michael. So the Torah is teaching us, Rashi says, the Ruach HaKadosh tells Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu, when you will do this, in the kapa lahem Hadam. Now let me tell you an interesting thing that it says in the Targum Yonis and Benazil. When they finish saying this, that there should be a kapara, a group of worms come out of the Egla Arufa and they go to where the murderer is, and it kills that person who is the murderer. Va'ata tevayar hadam, says the Lakutei Torah, is soifai tevois rima, which means a worm. Va'ata, last letter is a hey, tevayar, last letter is a resh, hadam, last letter is a mem. Resh mem hey means the worm. The worms showed them who the real Ritzeach was. We also have to learn from this Mishnah the importance of the mitzvah of accompanying an Eirach. Your Zaydi and Bobby, your uncle, your friend says, okay, I'm going now. You just say goodbye, you get up, you walk them to the door. That's part of the mitzvah of Achnas Sarchim. The Gemara says over here in the Sech de Saita, Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, that the schar for Levaya ain Lashir. The Gemara brings a story. Vayiru Hashomrim Ish Yaitzim in the ear. The Yidin had to get into a city, and someone came out, and they said, how do you get into that city? So he was merames to them. He was scared to talk. He showed them how you get into the city. And that person was saved. And that person went, and he built a city that was called Luz. That was the Luz, says the Gemara, Shetzayvim Batcheles. That was the Luz that Sancheriv came. And although all other cities and countries, he mixed up all the people, schlepped them from one place to the other, here he didn't. The Nebuchadnezzar came, and he didn't destroy it. Even the Malach HaMavis has no reshus to go in there. When the people become too old and they want to go to Olam Haba already, they have to walk out of the Chaima. Because inside they know they won't pass away. So the Gemara says, well, Idvarim kal v'chaimer nadach v'skenani, who said nothing with his mouth, didn't even go with his feet. But he was meramis to them. Psst. That saved him and his children. A person that walks along with someone and says, ah, so nice that you were with me. Come, let me come with you a little bit. Or shiurim, how far you have to walk. Al achas kama v'kama, what a bracha it is. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, because Pari accompanied Avraham Avinu for 4 steps. The Yidin were in Mitzrayim 400 years. So can you imagine what the schar is? Rabbi Yehuda Amarav says, a person that walks along with his friend 4 amos in the city, that person will not be hurt. And the Gemara tells us a story. Ravina accompanied Rava Bar Yitzchak, Dalet Amis Basidi, and he faced great danger and he was saved. So the next time someone is leaving, take time, show him Akara, show him you care for him, walk with him a little bit, and think of all the brachas that the Gemara says, all the shmira that you bring for him and for yourself.